Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big news yesterday, the trading of Justin's, Upton and Verlander. We also lose Kate Upton in the deal as well, obviously.
Couple of Uptons gone.
To talk about it from MLB Network, Fox Sports, and all things baseball, the one, the only, John Paul Morosi. What's up, John?
Good morning. Slow news day yesterday, huh?
Yes. How are you still awake? Because you had to be up till at least 2 in the morning with this, huh?
Nice. Yeah, I think I was. I think I probably put the head on the pillow around 3 a.m. after I filed my column for MLB.com. But these are the nights that, certainly in this business, that we love. So this was an exciting night, and I think at the end of the day, for the Tigers as well, I think this just felt like the right way to handle things with where they're at right now as an organization. And now JV goes to Houston to chase, much like for the Astros, to chase a World Series that he has appeared in but never won, much like the franchise he's now playing for.
Now, I went to bed about 20 minutes before the you-know-what hit the fan. I had no idea till I woke up. Now, Rieger here got the word that
I
stuff
watched
was,
you yesterday,
and,
John.
And watched you and watched Twitter. John, from your perspective, can you just go through maybe the last 40 minutes about it was happening, it wasn't happening, what was going on?
That he didn't want to waive his no trade? I mean, all that.
Right. Well, here's what happened. And again, credit to Chris McCoskey was all over this, and as was Anthony Fenwick with the Free Press. So what happened in that last half hour, from what I could piece together after the fact, was this. So the deal was agreed upon, I think, in the last hour, probably 11:15, 11:30-ish. And when that deal was presented to Verlander, and my understanding was that actually there were some Tiger officials at Verlander's house up in suburban Detroit talking to him about this, and the deal was presented to him, he initially said no, or more appropriately, as I wrote at MLB.com, not yet. He wanted to give the Cubs possibility as much time as possible to play out, and he was not going to agree to go somewhere else until he knew that Chicago was off the table. So when the initial deal was presented to him, he said no. The Tigers circled back with the Cubs, and that possibility was not viable. There just was not enough prospect depth left in the Cubs system after having made so many major deals in the last year and a half, chasing that World Series dream in Chicago. There was not the prospect depth left. So once the Tigers then circled back to Verlander, I believe in the last 10 minutes before midnight, to say, listen, Justin, the Cubs possibility is not going to happen. If you're going to go anywhere tonight, it's going to be Houston. He reconsidered then with the Cubs possibility off the table, and then in the very final waning moments before midnight, he agreed to the deal and it became a Houston Astro.
Hey, John, don't you think that Alavila did a pretty good job yesterday, whether it be Justin Upton or Justin Verlander? As you know, a lot of people started to wonder, can Avila do this job? I think yesterday was a pretty good day for him, maybe proving to people that, hey, don't count me out just yet.
I agree. I think especially the return on the Verlander trade was strong. And Franklin Perez is regarded as a potential number one type starting pitcher. And the fact the Tigers were able to make a deal with the Astros, who still, as of last night, and probably still today, had one of the best and deepest farm systems in the game, that reflected very well on Alavila as a GM. That decision to the final moments, going back and forth, that took, I think, a lot of courage, a lot of big moments there, I think, in that last half hour, where I think Alavila's resolve was tested. And also, I'll say this, Jeff, I think the Tigers have always done right by Verlander. They've always treated him great. I think, and the relationship has really been a very positive one for a long time. And there were moments of trust there that I think went both ways, and I would commend all parties there. I think Justin Verlander's part and Alavila's part to have that deal come down to the final minutes for Justin to rightfully, I think he loves the city of Chicago. He's certainly very familiar with it. So he wanted to let that possibility play out as long as he could, and that's his right. He earned that no-trade clause. No one should have an issue with that. And I think no one in Houston should take any offense about him wanting to play that out, that possibility out with Chicago. He did that. That's his right. I think he played that very, very well. And I think at the end of the day, we have all known him for a long time as a great competitor. And when the opportunity was presented to him to chase a World Series for the next, for this October and two more potentially, with the Houston Astros, a talent-laden team, a young team that probably in some respects will remind him of what he had in Detroit 10 years ago, he took it. And obviously it's a very sensitive and difficult moment for the city of Houston, but he was willing to sign on for that. So I give Justin immense credit. And again, Al Avila got back some talent in that deal, especially with the Astros. That's going to help the Tigers move forward. The return on Upton was lighter because that was a very tricky situation. The Tigers had concluded in the last 48 hours that Upton was going to opt out if they kept him here because this team is now very clearly in a rebuild mode. So you either get nothing for him or you get at least something for him, and then you save money. At least you guarantee some savings. So it was a good day for the Tigers. It was certainly a bittersweet day, but it was a good day. And I think it was also, from a Tigers fan standpoint, I'm sure, and I'm sure you're hearing from fans this morning, it was just time to have a new direction definitively charted. And I think to have watched Verlander pitch on a potentially non-contending team for the next couple of years, I think would have been uncomfortable. He deserves to chase a World Series. He has earned that right. The Tigers gave that right to him, and I think a lot of television sets in Michigan are going to be tuned to the Astros games in October, and I think you're going to have a lot of fans in this state rooting for Justin Verlander.
John Morosi joins us on the Troy Laser Hotline. Going forward, it's going to be painful for, got to be 3 to 5 years, you would think, John. And where does that put Michael Fulmer as far as you know, maybe trade him, because by the time this team's ready to win with him, he'll be eligible for free agency.
Well, it's a great question, Sony, and I think in Fulmer's case, you know, there has been the little brief, I guess, health scares this season, which may have affected his trade value going forward just a little bit. But it really is, it's a great question. It all depends on how long you believe the rebuild's going to be. As you point out, if it's a 5-year rebuild, then yes, you should trade him. If you think it's a 3-year rebuild, then perhaps you keep him around. One thing about the American League Central that is unique is that the Tigers, when they have been at their full financial might in the last decade, they have enjoyed, relative to the competition, one of the greatest payroll advantages, and perhaps the greatest one from a percentage standpoint, of any team in baseball. Will they continue to have a high payroll in the future? That's a great question, and one that we don't really know the answer to right now. But I would suspect they're going to be more, a little closer in relationship to the payrolls of what they see elsewhere in the division. And that's not necessarily a deal breaker from the standpoint of being a competitive team. The rest of the teams in this division, I don't see teams that are going to be spending immense amounts more than the Tigers will once they get back to being themselves, so to speak. So I would say that if you're hopeful of it being a 3-year rebuild, you keep Fulmer, and I think that's probably what they'll do, at least for the foreseeable future. But I do wonder, as you do, Sony, that's going to be a really interesting topic in the wintertime. Do teams come to them with overwhelming offers? And if this is going to be a team that is really going to do a true down-to-the-studs rebuild the way the Cubs did it, the way the Astros did it, then perhaps that's a possibility they have to revisit there in the months of November and December.
John, last one for you. I need you to call your shot here. Who's winning the World Series? What former Tiger? You got JD and Rodney with Arizona. You got Justin and Alex with the Cubbies. Curtis is, of course, in L.A. Scherzer with the Nationals. Verlander with the Astros. I mean, you could put together a Tiger team by how many Tigers are on playoff contenders right now.
That's a great point, Jeff. This is going to be a very interesting way for Tiger fans to watch those playoffs unfold. I'll say Houston. I think after last night, the momentum is there. And in sports, guys, we love stories.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We love the story, I think, of Verlander going to a city that's hurting right now with Hurricane Harvey. We love the story of Verlander going to a city where he can now pitch for his idol, Nolan Ryan. He's always wanted to be a Hall of Famer like Nolan Ryan, to be an intimidating presence like Nolan Ryan. He can now literally pitch for Nolan Ryan, who is part of the organization there now and whose son is the president of that organization, Reed Ryan. So I think the story there is powerful. This is going to give the team and the city in Houston a major, major boost of positivity in a trying time. So I think Houston carries that forward now. The Dodgers, a tough week for them, and I really believe, I'm not going to predict a first-round upset for them, but it's going to be a tough first-round series
with Arizona.
Against either J.D. Martinez's Diamondbacks or the Rockies as well.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's John Pomerosi from the MLB Network joining us on the Troy Laser Hotline.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.